Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by UCSF Health. Yesterday, UZ and I were looking for, kind of trolling around online and calling a couple places, trying to find individual ways that we could help families and to have a direct point for money or help to go to, because we felt like, you know, we've talked sort of broadly about some of the places that need help, and obviously lots of places need volunteers, and in the immediate future, it's, you know, helping to feed the firefighters and the first responders. But one of the things that we came upon yesterday was on GoFundMe. There is a local NorCal, you know, specific to the fires, and it's, and families have set up their own GoFundMes and specific, like, you know, helping out the Santa Rosa firefighting department. And there were all these different individuals.
Safari West was on there.
Oh, yeah. Safari West was on there, you know, to help them kind of rebuild and take care of all these, you know, they had a bunch of animals that they had to get out of there. I believe we heard that a lot of them went to the Oakland Zoo. But to put that place back together, and that place was magical. And to put that all back together, they've got a GoFundMe page. And a lot of them are doing very well. Which I was, you know, it's exciting to see how many people are stepping up in this thing. But anyway, we found that to be kind of a cool resource. And we were actually, you know, we had a couple specific things in mind, like, you know, ways that you can help someone to find a place to stay. Because some of these people, their house is gone and they might be looking at 2 or 3 years before they could rebuild and move back in there if they even choose to do that. So GoFundMe was a cool place to start, and a lot of families have put up their own and told their individual stories. So it's a way that you could pick, you know, somebody specific and sort of directly contribute to somebody's recovery. We just thought it was kind of a neat thing. And you might too. I don't know.
Hey, real quickly, I'm looking at the Safari West one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we just
talked about this is on GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. And their goal is 50,000. Right now, in 9 days, they've hit 47,000.
So they're really close. A lot of them were either fully funded or really close to what they needed. And it was pretty inspiring to see, because now you're seeing individuals. And that, to me, is always the thing that really, you know, chokes you up and grabs you and gets you, is to see an individual family. Here we are. Here's a picture of our house before. Here's one after. Here's a picture of us and our kids. Here's what we're going through. Here's what we need. And to be able to help at that level, I felt was...
Oh, wow. So this one, this family is asking for $100,000. They've raised $69,000. The little story here says, Lily, a little girl who changes everyone's life she touches, and her amazingly strong mother lost their home and all of their personal belongings in the fire in Santa Rosa. Fortunately, they are safe, but lost Lily's prosthetic legs in her wheelchair.
Jesus, are you kidding me?
But there it is. There's something that specifically you can help with. Like, that to me is, you know, like, you can donate money. We've all donated to various causes and to the Red Cross or, you know, whatever your charity of choice is. But I like to see exactly where the money is going to go.
Well, good that they have a resource. That's cool.
Yeah. Because
actually, I didn't think that would be something. It seems very difficult.
Agreed. And we were even talking about that. Like, what can we do? Is there an Adopt-A-Family program? Is there someplace specific that people are registering at? And it looked like GoFundMe was one of the clearest setups that we saw in everything that we were looking at yesterday. And it right on the, I went to GoFundMe.com, and right at the top there it said, help victims of the NorCal fires. That was a banner right across the top, so it was super easy to find.
I feel like you got to be careful getting too close to situations where people are in need, because you might just end up with someone living in your house.
Well, lots of people are having people live in their house right now.
You know what I mean? That's like, what are you going to do? You start talking to someone and hear their story and go,
right. Come to my home and I will feed, bathe, and clothe you. I know. Well, that's a lot of people are doing that right now.
A lot of people.
Actually, we were also looking at, there's all these different resources. Like, first of all, if you, for some reason, have your camping equipment with you, like all these campgrounds, even parking lots, everyone is, you know, they're setting up tent cities. It's happening. And some of these people, you know, they're looking at 2+ years and trying to figure it out. And we were looking at, you know, can we get trailers for people? You know, we were sort of all over the place yesterday, but
we're just
looking, ways to help, right?
Okay, 707 says Lily got new legs. A company stepped up, which is awesome.
Oh my God, Lily got her legs.
Wow.
But it's great that she's got a place to put her story so that somebody can step up like that. Anyway, we wound up going down that rabbit hole yesterday. GoFundMe.com. I really think, you know, sometimes I get grossed out by the crowdfunding stuff, like people, you know, trying to crowdfund their, you know, thing.
Wedding.
Right.
Or, I refuse to get a real job. I need someone to GoFund my dream.
Right.
Yes.
What?
But then sometimes they're super inspirational and someone has a great idea and wants to get it off the ground. And that is, I mean, I've kicked in for some of those. But this is like immediately being able to help someone who is suffering right now in our backyard. I just thought it was like, oh, that is a really good roundup of various people's stories. And it will just, but, you know, have tissues nearby.
So
you definitely get choked up looking at some of these stories.
There's an overall link for the people affected by the fires. I'm going to just kind of put that overall link on the Sarah and Vinny page.
Great.
So you can just scroll
through. So they're
in
a NorCal group or something?
Yeah.
And it's right there. I don't know if because
it's called the California Fire Relief page.
So and there's tons of tons of links.
It
up
might
there.
Also, I mean, I couldn't look through all of them, but I'm sure there's some people in Santa Cruz mixed up in there as well. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Well, the numbers in Santa Cruz are 1% of what happened in the North Bay.
Right.
And I don't know where the fire count is yet today. I haven't even looked.
As far as containment.
Yeah. And the structures burned, but I think we're talking about less than 1% probably.
Right.
The area is trees, lots of trees burned, and lots of land burned, but I think the people who live out there are scattered, few and far between.
Right. It's not like a thickly settled neighborhood like, the way Santa Rosa
right.
is.
Right. I mean, what is that one coffee neighborhood
yeah,
or
coffee
whatever
park.
That they keep picturing, which is just flat and just,
yep.
What do they call those? The foundation.
Right.
They're all leveled to their foundations.
That's, you know, seeing like the cul-de-sac surrounded by wreckage.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was, you know, something that you can look at today or if you're looking for ways to help. Kind of I was looking for individual things to support, which is not to say that you shouldn't also contribute to the broader effort. I looked at this morning and I thought, well, this is fun and this will be distracting from the real problems of the world. Why not have an argument over what band is the best band from every given state? Thrillist.
Oh, from every given state.
Yeah. Hey, so pull it up. I got it on my phone, but it's like a scroll down thing, thrillist.com, and it's right there at the top. It's
Then I'll know the answers and I want to guess.
Oh, all right.
The first one that comes to mind is one of our favorites here in California is Green Day, but there's so many in California that I don't know.
Well, here's some of the rules for this.
Here we go.
So the band must have been formed in or primarily based in that state.
Okay.
Like lots of groups moved to L.A. or Nashville or New York, but they're not from the cities. Only groups, not individual artists, are considered. However, there are groups in here that, like, it's the dude.
All right. Well,
and
I
the band is the and
I'll
the.
It up.
I want to guess Aerosmith from Boston.
That's the first thing I thought was Aerosmith. And then I thought, I guess it could be the Cars from Massachusetts. It's the Pixies.
No, it's not.
I agree. No, it isn't. But they've made
Pixies.
An argument that they're very influential, and you know, certainly there is a secular.
I love
people.
The Pixies, but I can't. I don't see
I
how
like,
they go there.
Right. They also had to be come into popularity after World War II, so it's not you know your mom's favorite big band.
Right.
So this is the Pixies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well. I already have a huge problem with this list. So
I know, man.
I just want you to know that.
All right. Well, I'll tell you a few of them.
Well, look, you guys didn't listen to the Pixies. Okay. They are big and they are influential. So
oh,
maybe
I did
there's...
listen to the Pixies.
Maybe
and
it's redeeming. Let's
fine.
Try
Boston or Aerosmith.
It's not well. Although I sort of like who they picked for the California band.
Who?
Oh well, hold on. Should we? Get, I want to guess Guns N' Roses.
It's not Guns N' Roses.
Oh,
yeah,
Guns N' Roses.
Obvious, this one.
Yeah,
for California.
Once you hear it, it is
it Metallica?
Obvious. It's not Metallica.
Is it Journey?
It's not Journey.
Well then, what else is there?
Vinny will agree with this.
I will.
I think you will.
I agree with this.
Yeah, these are. This is the best band from every state.
The Eagles can't.
No,
be.
I know what he's going to say.
Not the Eagles.
He's going to say the band
get rid of the Pixies. They're so whiny.
No, the guy from Full House used to play drums with these guys.
Oh, the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys are the ones.
I love the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm. There are places where it's really the only one I can name.
Oh, I want to guess Dixie Chicks for Texas.
No, Texas is Destiny's Child.
Oh.
Which, okay. Go with that.
Not ZZ Top.
Not ZZ Top.
It should be ZZ Top.
Well, that's the thing about lists like this is everybody's got their own idea of what should be like, oh, come on.
This over ZZ Top? Come on.
Well, it's because of Beyonce. I mean, let's be honest. Hey, I'm going to guess...
What is she talking about?
It's a jam right here.
Dame, say my name. See, the guy doesn't want to say her name because he's banging some other chick on the side.
He can't say her name. That's why she's asking. He doesn't know.
Oh.
What's my name?
He's... Hey, for Tennessee, I'm going to guess the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, I don't
Tennessee?
Have. I don't.
Oh,
do you
Tennessee
have,
should have a lot. What about
no,
Elvis?
It's not, right. Tennessee is not the Oak Ridge Boys.
But it can't be Elvis because he's not a group. It
and
had
it
to be a group.
It can't be Dolly Parton either.
Right.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Star?
Oh,
my
come
God.
On.
I just
what
threw up in my
hell
mouth.
Just happened?
Big Star.
Oh. Do you guys know a song from Big Star?
No.
No, don't even play Big
I'm
Star.
Yeah, plan 13
I gotta play. Is what they're listing.
Right here.
Ha! Okay, the last two are both wrong.
This is so mediocre.
So beautiful.
What are you talking about, bro?
Well, I mean, I feel like you knew it had to be a country artist, right?
Right.
So,
okay, give us New York.
Yeah, well, do you want to guess New York?
You can never guess New York.
All right. Well,
you can't guess
it. Well, Kiss was from New York.
It's not Kiss.
No,
the Ramones were from New York.
Yeah, it should be the Ramones. Is it the Ramones?
It's not.
Oh. Sonic Youth, I think, was
it's
New York.
It's not them.
New York.
Well, if they're picking Pixies from Boston, it's got to be some niche, weird band.
Well, right. The Ramones would have filled that
yeah,
bill.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
The Ramones.
It's Television.
Oh, Television's awesome.
However, are they...
No, they only have one album.
Are they the best band from New York?
Marquee Moon was like one of the most influential albums, and it's huge, but then they just went away.
Okay, I'm going to give you a few that I think you can guess. New Jersey.
Oh, no. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street
Bruce
Band.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, because they'll include the Boss, because he had a band that went in his name. But I thought Bon Jovi could be in there. I don't.
Is
like,
Alabama
I don't like
from Alabama?
I don't have Alabama on here. It might be. Uzi might have it. How about, can you pick, are you looking at Alabama?
It's a pain scrolling all the way.
I think you guys can get Minnesota.
Alabama, is the Swampers.
The Swampers.
Ooh. Never heard of them.
All right.
Okay. Minnesota, you say?
Is it Prince and the something?
Yes, it is. Prince and the something.
Oh, Prince and the Revolution.
That's right.
What about Oregon?
I don't have Oregon. Do you have
Can
Oregon?
Can you give us
there?
Oregon?
Is there?
Who do you think it would be?
I don't know any Oregon band. It's going to be the Swamp.
The Decemberists?
M-M-N.
Oregon.
Here we go.
I'm trying to think of like a Portland band. That.
I can't name...
Oregon. Who do you say, Hooman?
I don't have anybody for Oregon, but I want to guess the next state.
Malcolmus and the Jicks.
Oh, he's from Pavement, but Pavement isn't from Oregon.
Hey.
Look at you. You're so fast.
Do you know Pavement?
I do.
I don't.
But I don't know Stephen Malcolm.
He's just the lead singer who moved on.
I want to guess Washington State.
Okay, I don't
All
have
right.
it.
You don't have Washington State? I'm going to...
It's got to be Nirvana.
It's got to be Pearl Jam. I'm going to say Pearl Jam.
No, Sleater-Kinney.
Get them out of here!
Who?
The answer's no.
Who's Sleater-Kinney? Like, I feel like...
Maybe it's whoever influenced them.
I knew music until this list.
Sleater-Kinney, I think, is still around.
Illinois.
Oh, hold on. Illinois?
Smashing Pumpkins!
It's not Smashing Pumpkins.
It's got to be.
It isn't.
It has to be.
You'll like who it is, though. It's not Smashing Pumpkins. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Kansas is Kansas, you guys. Alaska is Portugal the Man. Can anybody name another Alaska band?
Yeah.
Who?
Jewel.
She's not a band. Jewel and Jewel's band. Arizona's the Meat Puppets. Also, okay. I guess thin on people coming out of there.
The Meat Puppets were big.
They were for a minute, 20 years ago.
The fact that they didn't pick Pearl Jam or Nirvana for Washington State, like...
And I want to move on from this, but what do you... Take a guess for Florida.
I was thinking about Florida when this whole thing started.
Really?
Florida.
Yeah.
Is there Marilyn Manson!
Is there a hip-hop band that came out of Florida?
It's not a
hip-hop
band.
Recently, we've been talking about this.
Yeah, we've talked about this person a lot.
An unfortunate thing just occurred.
Courtney Love?
No.
And the whole is a
She's unfortunate at all times.
It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah. Oh, right. Gainesville.
If you ask Canada what the best band out of Canada was, at this moment they'd be saying the Tragically Hip. Yesterday, we found out that Gord Downey, he was the singer from the Tragically Hip, was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer back in 2015. He performed his last show with the band August of last year, and on Tuesday he passed away at the age of 53. So for us yesterday, we talked about this briefly, and in the mid-90s, I was working at an alternative station in St. Louis, and we were playing there, and we found the song this morning finally. Courage was the name of the song from the Tragically Hip that we'd played. It was kind of a minor hit, and our boss loved these guys. But they're huge in Canada, apparently. So... I guess they performed on Saturday Night Live. They say that's when they hit their prime. But they've been huge in Canada. And yesterday, Canadian Prime Minister and total donut, Justin Trudeau, apparently...
Total donut?
Oh, my God. He's so adorable.
You think Justin Trudeau's hot?
I don't. I think he's cute.
Okay.
He's like the cutest world leader of all. Oh, my God. He's so cute. He's like adorable.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
so cute.
Today... If you get near Justin Trudeau, give him a hug, man. He's super upset about the Tragically Hip guy passing away. Here's him talking about it. Yeah, so and it goes on. It's quite a statement, and he is crying during this. Here's one of the quotes that he made. This is a statement.
Are those crocodile tears?
No. Oh, he seems to be genuinely upset. I mean, his face is blanched.
He loves the Tragically Hip.
And I guess they were friends. He was friends with Gord Downey.
Oh, okay. Well, if they were buddies.
He said in a statement, Gord's command of language was profound. He painted landscapes with his words, elevating Canadian geography, historical figures, and myths. When he spoke, he gave us goosebumps and made us proud to be Canadian. Our identity and culture are richer because of his music, which was always raw and honest like Gord himself. So there you go. We sort of let it slide yesterday, and that's Canada's in mourning. You know, if you've got a Canadian friend, try to be gentle today. Can you imagine when Bryan Adams goes? The whole place is going to fall down.
I don't get it.
Well.
Tragically Hip.
We
One
can't
of the first thing I thought of was, how's this alternative?
Courage.
I'm going to say the best band from Canada is Arcade Fire.
No.
Oh, really?
Who's the best band?
Well, Justin Rush. Bieber, obviously.
Oh. Please, Rush rules all.
I 100% agree with you. 100%.
Are you being...
No. They're in my top 10 bands.
Okay.
For sure. Of all time.
Don't break my eggs, because we can fight over this.
I would not fight ever over Justin Bieber. That guy can take a long
walk. Well, or his guess. What did you guess?
I don't even
know. I liked Arcade Fire.
Get out of here
with
that. You
don't like Arcade Fire?
They're fine.
Have you ever listened to Rush?
Yeah. I don't. You know who loves Rush, who goes to every single one of their concerts, is Chris.
Chris Kelly?
He loves them.
Smart guy.
Yeah, well, he's
he even
smart.
Went to the...
He's a prog rock dude.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to see them inducted.
I swear, all I have to hear is one song, and I go find a whole album.
Mm-hmm.
I got to hear that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
Listen to this. Crank it up.
Yeah. The world is the world. Love and life for me. Baby Ash's eyes.
Oh, is this the part? Right here. Let it go.
Oh, my God.
Excellent. Arcade Fire.
I know. Go to hell, Arcade Fire.
I go to the bathroom on you.
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
I'm like, yeah, wait. I don't want to. Yeah, Rush is the best.
It's Rush.
Yeah. God, that place, imagine when Rush dies. That's going to be bad. Do Spirit of Radio. That's the one.
There's no just one. That's the thing.
You're right.
Don't forget, these are the guys who brought us the trees.
That is true. Oh, my God. That's the whole 2112.
Every time your backyard came up.
And the drum sound that they get is so effing crisp. So good. I've heard people say that they don't like Geddy Lee's voice. Like, that it annoys them. I can't get enough of his voice. Like, to me, there's just so much, in it. Oh, I love him so much.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's me and you, Vinny. You solve all my problems with your MacGyver skills, and we're both going to rock out to Rush as we ride off into the sunset. Well, with the trees. No sooner there, please.
And by the way, who are these people who don't like his voice? Because I'm going to text their show and let them know how I feel about it.
I've heard that from a lot of people. Like, I can't listen to Rush because I can't stand getting these voices. I'm like, oh, my God.
Who is that? Hot ass Danielle? I'll text her right now.
No, just people.
Come on, listen to
they're
that.
They're right. And they keep up all the light.
They're so bummed. Their drummer drummed himself right into a wheelchair. And they can't play any. They won't tour anymore. The two guys want to play, but their drummer cannot tour anymore. So they're done.
Well, and actually, Neil wrote a lot of their lyrics are from him, too.
I know.
He's like Mr. Mysticism.
I know.
But, dude, no one drums like that guy. Well, did.
But they just don't want, because it's a three-piece, you can't one-third and replace
it. Agreed.
I'm sure a lot of drummers would be like, I'll come do that.
I have studied every note of every Rush album.
I'll do it.
Yeah. And finally, just really quickly, Billy Joel is expecting another child. He has his fourth wife, Alexis. They have a little girl named Della, who is 2 years old. He also has a 31-year-old daughter, Alexa Ray Joel. We've seen her plenty of times with Christie Brinkley, and
that music career never took off for her.
No,
huh?
She's good though. I thought she was pretty talented. Alexis 31. His new wife Alexis is 35, so they're probably best buds, and she's pregnant with their second child. So congratulations, Billy Joel. He is 68. His wife's 35.
Good for him.
Just as it should be. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, let's see here. I've got the most influential websites of all time. Snapchat Halloween story for you and how to live to be 112 after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. Coming up at 9:15, Hooman will be joined by the one and only Scott Capurro.
Oh, my goodness.
They'll be reviewing a movie called The Snowman.
Correct, yes. Very exciting. It's a suspense thriller, everyone.
You guys went and saw it last night?
We did, yeah. Just getting my thoughts and my notes together.
Oh.
Now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, excellent.
Wait, what is the movie called?
The Snowman.
Oh, I saw the ad for it for the first time last night while I watched Survivor. Did you like it?
I did. I always like it. I thought the ending was super
surprising,
interesting, and surprising. And
they have figured out how to keep the interest alive.
They really have.
Because I wanted really to go to bed. I thought, oh, this is the what do they call that? The tribals are, you can't know.
I know, and with the special advantage that. That turned out to be quite the twist, and it was a very, very interesting episode. It's good. And they start out by mixing up the tribes, too, which always keeps it kind of fresh and interesting. A lot of people get screwed in the tribe switch.
I got up to go to the bathroom and came back and went, what just happened? And they'd switched tribes.
Yeah.
They did it in under 30 seconds.
Right at the very beginning of the show.
Yeah. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. It's the best website of all time.
Oh, my God. Agreed.
I'm going to begin with the 10 most influential websites of all time.
Okay.
RadioAlice.com is number one.
Of course it is. It's 1A.
After that is Google.
Yeah.
So you after RadioAlice.com.
So you just gave away the top one.
Well, I had to. It's RadioAlice.com.
Yeah. I don't know why you started with us. I mean, should have kept the suspense alive.
Because I was trying to incorporate the plug into the storyline here, and I don't know. I guess I'm not smart enough to realize you start from the bottom.
Let's name some. I mean, I would think that Yahoo is probably on that list.
Yahoo is on
they're...
the list at number 7.
All right.
Before Google, Yahoo was the biggest search engine. And right. I was just thinking about it weirdly this morning before I even saw this story. Remember the Yahoo sign that was there right off the Bay Bridge forever?
Forever.
Off the Bay Bridge?
Or going onto the Bay Bridge. It's still there.
It is?
It is not.
Yeah, I saw it recently. I saw it like a month ago.
Someone tell us so if the Yahoo sign is still there.
Yeah. Yeah, the one that flashes on and off. It's yeah.
It can't still be there.
Why would it still? It's gone.
It was gigantic.
Yeah.
It can't still. I mean, I don't go that way anymore, ever.
Right. Why?
Because he doesn't have a girlfriend in Walnut Creek anymore?
Yeah, well, and then I dated someone.
Oh, there's an article here from 2015 saying that they're bringing the Yahoo billboard back, but it's not going to be as iconic as it was. So maybe Hooman's right.
What do you mean maybe? Well, I don't like that tone.
It's probably not the same billboard it was before.
You don't think so?
Oh, for crying.
Are you eating right now?
Come on, we're on!
Crunch.
The Drudge Report is on the list.
Oh, sure.
I go to that every day.
Yeah. eBay is on the list.
Yeah. How about like Facebook or any of the other?
Facebook is for sure at number 4. It changed social networking and has around 2 billion active users.
How about Amazon?
Amazon is number 2. It's completely changed the way we buy things.
For sure.
It's the marketplace will never be the same.
How about Etsy? That's got to be on there.
Etsy's not on there. Craigslist is on there, though.
Oh.
I use Craigslist all the time.
Yep.
That's how I get rid of old surfboards and more.
Whatever other stuff you have laying around your house.
YouTube.
Oh, right.
Made it easy for anyone to post videos and started the vlogging trend. Mm. Plus, it's where you go when you want to kill 5 minutes watching surf videos.
Sure.
Duh. Skateboard videos.
You can always find something on YouTube to
Absolutely.
Watch.
Absolutely. Wipeout videos.
Right. The kids won't need TV in the future. They've got YouTube.
Right. You're right. Mm. In fact, YouTube might be TV in the future.
Yes.
Wikipedia, it's not 100% accurate, but everybody uses it. It comes in at number 3.
Oh.
What have I missed?
What about like WikiLeaks or something?
info.cern.ch. Do you know what that is?
No.
It was the first website. A guy named Tim Berners-Lee created the World Wide Web in 89, and it was the first web address he added.
Huh.
Info.cern with a C.
C-E-R-N?
Uh-huh.
It's the worst website
in the world. .ch.
And it's still operational?
Yeah, it is. It's just a bunch of links.
Well, historically speaking, I guess that is pretty important, but influential? I don't know.
Well, it started it all. Also on the list, the Pirate Bay, WikiLeaks, Pandora, Reddit, and Match.com.
Oh. Boy, they've really sort of run the gamut there.
I don't know how Pornhub didn't make it. But
yeah,
okay.
I mean, maybe they just said, well, everyone knew there was going to be porn. But that does seem like the roundup place, you know.
Yeah. A woman who lived to be 112 years old says her secret is not drinking coffee.
Really?
She's from Pennsylvania, and she says, I never drink coffee. I drink milk. She also drinks beer, and her 112th birthday was yesterday, and she said, I'm going to celebrate by splitting a beer with one of my friends.
Splitting a beer.
Well, it's hard to go to the bathroom when you're her age. You don't want to drink too much.
Can't you just go in your pants at 112?
Oh, God.
I mean, really?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm expecting to put diapers on any minute here. Now that I'm in the AARP.
Really?
Well, you know, it happens to people. Not the end of the world. You can still live to be 112.
It's pretty much the end of the world, Sarah.
I don't know. Coffee's totally worth it. I'll give up those years. Just I'm telling you, every morning when I first put my lips to that cup and that hot, delicious coffee runs into my mouth and it wakes up my whole body.
Me too. I love it.
Couldn't live without it. Wouldn't want to.
I agree. Mm. It's the only vice I have left.
Right. It isn't even a vice. Besides,
you know, I guess you could call it a vice, the whole 1 o'clock. But I
Why
mean,
is that a vice? That's a totally normal, natural
well,
thing.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying these are, I've gotten rid of all the stuff I love the most, cigarettes and booze.
They just didn't love you back then.
I can't toy with pot because it'll just lead me back to the booze. I'll have one of those moments where it'll make perfect sense. You know what would
be a great idea.
You know what would make perfect sense right now? Right. For me
I could just have half a beer. I'll split it with a friend.
Go to a bar and have some whiskey.
Oh, Vinny.
Don't worry.
Yeah, never have that. I have dreams sometimes where...
Where I have?
Find out you've been drinking. And...
I won't.
Okay.
If you're on Snapchat, then you know the dancing hot dog.
I don't know the dancing
it's
hot
It's one
dog.
Of the filters. Oh, it's just put your face in there. It's,
and you're dancing with a hot dog?
Yeah,
you are the hot dog.
The hot dog.
The hot dog has a face.
It's fun. Snapchat's fun. I like it. I love
everyone
the filters.
Should be on there, and everyone should just use that all the time, and there should be new users of it all the time. How many
every day.
Right. Why aren't more people on Snapchat? It's the best.
Stock is up, yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Glad the stock is up.
Where are we today? Oh, stock's down. Stocks are down.
Well, yesterday it closed so high, it's hard to think that.
Still over 23.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, even though it's down. But anyway. Snapchat just started selling the dancing hot dog Halloween costume. It costs $80 on Amazon, and they say looks pretty good.
Oh, darn it. Now everyone's going to be a dancing hot dog.
There probably will
be
a lot of people.
I guess I'll have to come up with another costume.
What are you going to be again?
I was going to be the dancing hot dog. Now I have to come up with
Don't
something
Don't jive
else.
Me. What are you going
to
be?
I'm not going to tell you. You have to come to the live secret show to find out.
If you had to, get rid of one of the communicating apps on your phone, the phone or the text.
I'd get rid of the phone.
Yeah, most people 100%, would.
Yeah.
73% of people under 40 picked texting over calling.
If I never had to make another phone call again, it'd be fine. Although I would miss FaceTiming like my sister. We FaceTime sometimes.
You wouldn't miss it that much, though.
I'd miss it a little bit. It's nice at holidays.
What
too.
Would you miss more, FaceTiming with your sister or your after work cereal?
My after work cereal.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, Ben. I guess in the grand scheme of things, I can give that up. I don't, and I've only FaceTimed like 20 times in my whole life, so it's not like I'm doing. But Isla and her grandma, they'd miss it.
They talk on FaceTime daily.
That's sweet.
It is. Except that she's talking to a kid. She stays because she's got nothing to do, my mom, that is.
Right.
The kid will walk around and then put the phone down and just leave. And we'll be like, where did you put Nona?
Where did you put? And there she still is.
And there she still is, just hanging out. Yeah, she put me down, I guess. I don't know. I didn't know she was leaving.
What does your mom think of the new house?
She hasn't been to it.
But she must have seen it, so I'm sure Isla's taking
she's
her on a
tour. She's seen it, but you know what? Actually, because she was moving from Seattle, she's
oh,
been
so
in
she's
her...
she's moved,
She's
too.
Gone.
Oh, boy.
She's gone. She lives down south.
Wow.
She's moved into her home.
How's her place?
It's great, but she's been dealing with the typical... Everybody who moves, even your best laid plans don't work out, you know? So it's the little things where she's like, I bought a fridge and they delivered the wrong one. And then they said, we'll leave it and you can use it and we'll come bring you the next one when it comes in. And so it's just like, so did they show back up? No, they didn't. I'm like, oh man, do I have to call? No, I've got it.
Oh, isn't that nice that you can do something for your mom, though? Would you like me to call, dear?
It's just the way it goes. That's moving. Mm. So anyway, she's been busy. She hasn't probably paid much attention to our nonsense.
Right.
We got it covered.
Yeah.
The worrying and the stress.
Sure. But you must be so excited to have all that space.
Yeah, it's great.
Great new house.
Mm-hmm. But I told you what I ended up doing yesterday, just as I was getting into the breaking down of boxes, I opened one and went, 91. I have tax returns from 90. What am I doing?
Yeah. Well, it's just so funny to me that those are among the things that you've moved. You must have moved those to Philadelphia with you. You must have moved those back here, up north, everywhere you've gone in between.
And all of the I don't know, paring down and selling, and somehow those have survived all the cuts.
Right.
Until yesterday. They got shredded.
Good.
Anyway, most people would choose the messaging app. No one wants to talk on the phone anymore.
Well, even if you do want to talk on the phone, you certainly use text a lot more than you would ever use a phone call.
70% of us sleep with our phone within arm's reach. Yeah, because it's our alarm clock now.
Yeah, I sleep with it across the room. It's not in arm's reach.
Oh, really?
I have to get out of bed to turn it off. Oh. It's my final wake-up call. And I don't want it to be near me. I certainly don't want that thing lighting up. I put it on that moon mode.
42% of us have no problem texting during family dinner.
Oh, my God. At least keep it below the table. So
28% have no problem texting while you're in conversation with someone else.
Yeah, I know that people don't have a problem with that, but you shouldn't do it. You can't multitask the way you think you can.
You can't?
No.
All right.
I mean, I'm guilty of it. Who hasn't been like, oh, hold on, let me just get this.
Well, the problem I see is that I don't think someone who's texting in the middle of a conversation means to be rude, but they're being rude.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken that way, so they need to see it that way.
Right.
I know even my partner, who's sitting next to me on the couch and we don't even need to be talking anymore, we could be talking and she's just firing away on her text machine. She has 100,000 friends she's in touch with at all times.
Right.
And keeping up. Oh, you ran? Oh, way to go. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, work stuff. That she's just on it all the time.
Right.
And she doesn't mean anything by it.
But there you are all alone.
No, I don't care. I'm trying to tell you. I mean,
you just said it was rude.
It is rude. I'm trying to tell you. I understand she doesn't mean it to be.
Right.
It's rude, though.
Right.
Dude, you're living a whole life in your phone while someone who's sitting next to you is like, crying out loud.
Oh, poor Vinny. God. That's what happens after you get married, Vinny. They start to ignore you.
Right. I'm just going to move on to text. Our text number is, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
You got time? If you have a couple texts, you can do them. Scoot them in there.
415 says, guess who does tour? Arcade Fire at Oracle this weekend.
Yeah. All 20 of them.
Yeah, they're a big band. I'm with you, Vinny. I dig Rush, but Getty's voice just gets to me after a while. Then you're not with me. You're not with me.
I'll listen to that guy. Could be singing the phone book and I'd be listening to it. I love his voice. I love that weird little tremolo he has when he hits the high notes.
One word to describe the sound and voice and all of Rush: iconic. That's more like it.
Yeah.
This is 415.
That person is on the same page.
You understand.
Mm-hmm.
415. What's coming up in the trash?
Well, I have kind of a fun thing about the Hot 100 because something just happened that's only happened 11 other times in the history of the Hot 100, the number one songs in the country at this moment. Right. And more after the...
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.